At some point in the writer's life, you have to get off the page. That means finding an audience and finding a way to reach it. It's one reason more and more writers are getting the benefit of writers' conferences. These events give them perspectives they could never give themselves. How does your work really look to an agent or to a seasoned book editor? What are some tips that have helped others in the same situation? The Kauai Writers Conference is taking place this weekend. The nonprofit writers group Write On Kauai is the sponsor. David Rosenberg is the organizer, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Chris.
It's a nonprofit group, sort of a writer's self-help group, in a sense, has put this together, huh? Is that right?
That's correct. We are a 10-year-old writer's group. We meet twice a month to help each other, support each other in the process of putting together our writer's projects. And we have been flirting with this idea for many years. And this year, almost 2 months ago now, we were contacted by literary agent Elizabeth Crocks, who said, "I'm coming to Hawaii. How about if we do a writer's conference?" And we said, "Oh, yeah, let's do that." And so the Kauai Writers Conference was born. We hope it's going to be an annual event. We plan on making it an annual event, and we're really excited about it.
Well, an agent is in a place that that few writers ever are in, namely at that meeting point between what the publishers are looking for and what writers are doing, with a chance to get a real overview on that, yeah?
Yeah, that's such an important piece of the puzzle. You know, as you said in your lead-in, writing is a very insular activity. You're very busy trying to tell your story and make it true, whether it's fiction or memoir or nonfiction. The reader has to experience it as true. And so getting that outside perspective, having someone look at it and say, "Look, this is what works for me and what doesn't," is critical. And so, you know, part of what most writers do is they find readers. They find readers in the form of other writers or people they know. But to get someone in the industry who's looking at books, who knows what publishers want, who knows what makes a book marketable, and to get that perspective is really invaluable. That's the gold at the end of the rainbow. And so that's part of what we're hoping to provide in this conference. And we hope that, you know, everybody who comes gets a bit of that knowledge.
Well, when you're working on a project, and I'm sure you've run into this all the time when you folks get together for these biweekly meetings, where you say, "Okay, I've been working on this for a while, and I just need somebody else to look at it because I'm now too close to it."
Yeah, you can. You know, there's an old saying in writing that you have to learn to kill your darlings.
Right.
And when you're as close to a project as you've just described, Chris, it's hard to know what those darlings are that have to be killed. You just get attached to things. You like a scene, or you like what a character says here, or you like a particular way you've described the conflict. But for an outside reader, it may not work. And for the purpose of your whole book, you can be wasting time, and it takes external eyes very often to let you know when you've run into that, when you're wasting time, when something is leading you down a path, even though you are really in love with it.
Yeah, because you can write something that you fall in love with that, you know, might generate a great deal of atmosphere, might do something that's very valuable to you as the writer, but to the reader, it doesn't advance the narrative, and, you know, they read five pages and say, "What? Nothing has happened. I'm not any further along than I used to be." That's not a perspective a writer can give himself necessarily.
That's correct. I mean, one of the things that happens in creating, I'm working on a novel, so I can talk from my own experience. Especially early on in the novel, you'll be writing chapters that are important to you because they help you flesh out characters. They tell backstory. They create some of the history and context in which your story unfolds. But from the perspective of the novel later on, they become unnecessary. And when you go back, you have to allow yourself to get rid of those things because they get in a reader's way. And that's why we say that you know, the real work starts when you have a complete draft of your book, because that's where you can look at the whole thing and you can say, "You know what? This was necessary to me, but it's not necessary to the writer, to the reader, rather. And also, you know, when you get the outside perspective that a literary agent brings or that an editor brings, it's going to let you know that, yes, in fact, you've strayed off the main narrative path here and here, and you have to deal with that.
Well, David, I once heard the writer Elmore Leonard, who's, you know, a famously readable writer with tremendous forward momentum in his work, say
yes.
that what he did was he eliminated all the stuff that he skipped over when he was reading something by someone else.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, I mean, I think the processes that a lot of our better-known writers go through are very, very informative. I once heard Joyce Carol Oates speak, and she said that when she was writing a draft of her novels, she would not show it to anybody or talk to anybody about it, not even her husband, who she's very close to. And the reason for that was because she didn't want any influence to inhibit her. So you start with, in your first draft, you start with getting everything out, not being limited, not being held back. You don't let anyone else's perspective influence you so that it's all there. And then you do what Elmore Leonard said. You go through, you get rid of what you would skip over if you were reading somebody else's book, and you let other people look at it at that point so you can get that outside perspective that we've been discussing.
Well, you know, David, I think one of the things that is hardest, most difficult for a writer to do is believe in the strength of something that's implied, you know, where you leave a big hole in the narrative and you trust that the reader will pick up on it, you know, and put that in for himself.
Well, you know, you do have to learn to trust your reader, but more than that, you have to learn to trust yourself, and you have to feel and create a storyline that can work with those kind of gaps. You know, you're going to... There's always a temptation to tell too much.
Yeah.
And that's one of the quickest ways you can lose a reader. I'm sorry. So you have to. There's lots of ways writers approach this. Some do, you know, very, very detailed outlines so they understand their story structure and they know that those kind of gaps that you've described are workable. Others are more retrospective. That is, they create the draft almost on the fly, and then they go back and then they look for the things that tie the story together, and they ask themselves, you know, is this hole too wide for the reader to take the leap? And that's, again, you know, we've been talking about getting that outside perspective. That's one of those areas where a writer absolutely needs outside perspective. You get other readers, you get, if you're lucky, you get a literary agent, or some people pay for an editor. And it's those kinds of input that can help you have the courage to leave those kind of necessary gaps in narrative.
Well, David, the sculptor Henry Moore said, I just cut away everything that isn't an elephant. And that, to me, makes a great deal of sense in a strange way.
It does. And, you know, sadly, unlike a sculptor who's got a block of something in front of him or her, we have a blank page.
That's a good point. You have to create whole cloth.
We're filling up.
Well, David, really good to talk to you, and good luck with this conference.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it. Anybody who's interested can get more information by visiting KauaiWritersConference.com.
We'll send them your way, David. David Rosenberg is the organizer of the first annual Kauai Writers Conference this Saturday and Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott in Kapa'a, and you can get details at hpr2.org.